Welcome back, Mistakes listeners. This is Dave, and this, of course, is Parenting Mistakes. We recorded this episode on May 16, 2016. This would happen to be episode 64. This week, we discussed the topic of family dinner. Family dinner. We all do it. Is it right? Is it wrong? Eh, guess you'll have to find out. Anyway, you can follow us on Twitter at Parenting Mistakes, and you can also like us on Facebook at Parenting Mistakes. You can also email us directly at parentingmistakes@hotmail.com. And as always, sit back and enjoy the show.
So it's been a while since we've done a Dave quiz.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yep. It has been a while.
I was thinking we'd do another Dave quiz. Except that I was thinking this would be more of like an essay question.
Okay.
Kind of one of those. You remember history class in high school with Mr. Hagen?
Yes, I
did. He'd ask those essay questions, and they were really confusing, and we would just sort of write for a while and hope we got the answer right.
Right.
Okay. So this is a little bit of a cerebral question. Okay.
I'm ready.
And let me preface this, and I'll warn you, because if you've listened to the podcast before, you know that we often have a sort of an intro topic that we discuss, something from our lives or something that we observed during the week, and then we sort of segue into our sort of main topic of the day.
And usually the attempt is horrible. We can never solid connection.
Sure we do. I make a solid connection. Then
today,
all of a sudden,
today we're
realize.
Making a solid connection. This is for solid connections.
So I'm just going to warn you that this is going to segue in, okay? But it's a little cerebral.
Right.
So obviously, let me preface this by saying, obviously, your own childhood plays a role in how you parent.
Yes.
Either you actually specifically remember things from your childhood, and then you either replicate them or sort of go the opposite direction, either consciously or unconsciously.
Yep.
Or they're just kind of themes, right? There's just sort of things that you did, mm-hmm. and you just kind of whatever. And I'll explain why I'm asking this question, because this will feed into the topic that we're talking about tonight. Do you ever find that you question whether you trust your own memory of what happened during your childhood? Like, you think you remember, you think you know what happened during your childhood, but you're just not really sure. Whether you sort of romanticized it, or you only remember one aspect, or you've layered it with an episode from Degrassi or something like that. Do you have a question?
Can I answer now? Absolutely not. I do not have confidence in any of my facts. However, I have confidence in how I felt at the time. Of that, I am 100% assured that if, say, something went down, I can tell you exactly how I felt at that time. But as far as the granularity or the details of the event, no way.
So you feel pretty good that you remember the feelings?
Yes.
Even though at the time you were obviously a different age than you are now.
I can absolutely remember the feelings. It's just how I'm built.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have always been a feeling guy.
You've known this since high school.
I have.
And it drives my wife crazy because she is a fact girl,
yes.
right? And she remembers everything verbatim. Like, history for her is like what happened at this event.
Right.
And I can tell you exactly how I felt, and I can give you an interpretation of what I think at the event, but all I can really be assured of is that I felt shanked, or I felt very sad, or I felt very happy, or I felt embarrassed. Right?
Okay.
So fair of enough. That, I'm always assured of.
Okay.
So when we get into, like, when Julie and I get into a back and forth, it's very interesting because she'll cite facts and I'll say, but it doesn't matter to me because that's not the way I felt. I might have said this, Jolene, but I was still feeling this. And that's where it gets really strange.
Okay. Fair enough. Want me to explain where this is going?
I don't know if that's the answer you wanted.
I'm not looking for a particular answer. It's you.
It's never black and white with me. You know that.
No, that's fine. I don't expect it to be. Nor would I want it to be.
That's true.
Because that's why this works. Because you and I process things differently. Okay, so our topic tonight, I'm going to jump right into this, and then I'll explain why I asked this question. Our topic tonight is eating out. Now, just to give the audience some background again, I never really know how much we need to review. Dave and I have known each other since junior high. He lives in Seattle. I live in Los Angeles. I have older kids. He has younger kids. We are the same age, even though he refers to me as the elder parent.
It's true. Well, you are the elder parent.
I'm the more experienced parent, not the elder parent.
Well, no, I think you're I think you're like, 6 months older than me, right?
Oh, that's a huge, huge amount of time, is it not?
Well, you talked to me when I was in kindergarten. That's a huge amount of time.
That's true.
Yep.
Okay, so our topic for the evening, or for the afternoon, or for the day, or whenever you're listening to this podcast, is eating out as a family. Now, we didn't really discuss so much in the pre-show where we were going to attack this from, because we could attack it from a social standpoint, we could attack it from a nutritional standpoint, we could attack it from a fiscal standpoint, and we could attack it from a family tradition standpoint.
Yes, I've been very eager to talk about this conversation. In fact, when we went through the list of things that we'd like to talk about, this was priority number one.
Okay. So here is I don't want to say it's a quandary, but here's why I asked you that initial question. I know we, as a family, and I'm talking about when I was a kid, growing up with my two sisters and my parents, I'm fairly certain we went out to eat. In fact, I know we did. But I don't have a huge memory of that. In other words, that's not like a fixture memory in my childhood, which means either we didn't do it that often, which is partially what I suspect, or two, I don't know, it just didn't make that big of an impact on me, or as big of an impact on me. Does that make sense?
Yep.
So I guess that's where I sort of approach it now, sort of saying, okay, we probably, me and myself and my wife and our kids, I think we certainly go out to eat more often than we did when we were kids. And it's always interesting to compare, to sort of say, okay, was that better back in the day that we didn't eat out as much, or is it just kind of what you do today? So tell me what you're thinking about this. Where's your angle? Like, where's your brain on this?
Well, I think initially here, before we dive into the current situation, as far as if we're referencing how I remember eating out as a kid, I'd say we ate out about once every 2 weeks growing up. And I do remember it. And I loved it. It was a great family experience. Man, I'm sure we ate out more. Because, like, I'll give you an example, and maybe we need to define what eating out is. There was a period of time in high school when my mom is kind of like, we got to get to school, and we're going to stop by McDonald's maybe twice a week on the way to school. Because for my mother, it was easier, right?
Okay.
Here's your biscuits, here's your whatever. I'm feeding the kids. I'm killing two birds with one stone on the way to school.
Okay.
Is that really considered eating out? Yeah, we're not in the house. We're eating out on the road.
Right.
I actually love that too. Right?
Right.
I was like, woohoo, we're going to McDonald's and it's fun. And we got to eat on the road. And then I would say, I mean, you've got to tell me, you don't remember the times that you spent at Pizza Haven playing video games in the 80s?
I remember playing video games. I remember playing video games at, like, the bowling alley.
Well, yeah, that was in high school. I'm talking about when we were younger, going out with our parents and mom giving me quarters, and we would go, and it was a big event, and probably usually on a Friday night, we would go to, say, Pizza Haven, or we would go to whatever pizza joint. I remember we used to have, like, kind of like a special evening once in a while where we were clearly going to go to a Mexican restaurant. Although, I will say, all of that, whenever we weighed out, it was a big decision for my family. Like, are we going to do this? And we're going to do this. Then we're going to go to a better than just average restaurant.
Right. A sit-down place.
A sit-down place.
Okay.
Now, of course, I've had my share of evening McDonald's meals growing up as well. I mean, I've eaten enough at McDonald's to think to myself, it's a part of my DNA.
Mm.
As much as I've tried to get away from McDonald's these days, it's a part of who I am.
I remember eating out at sit-down restaurants, but not often.
Right.
So I can remember I remember certain iconic restaurants as a kid, certain things that had made an impact on me. So, for example, when I was younger, there was this sit-down burger place. I think it was down by Kmart, down by BCC. That's not BCC anymore. But there was this restaurant where you ordered your food and it arrived on a train.
Right.
They had these model train things and it went around the restaurant and it would stop in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And I can recall going to there a couple places, but I think I recall going there for my birthday. I can remember going to get Chinese food. I believe the restaurant's called the Rice Patty. It was 140th. Do you remember this place?
I don't.
Okay. I can remember going to a restaurant. And I remember going to, say, the Space Needle a couple of times. But those were special occasions. Or I remember going to Benihana's one time for a birthday.
Whose birthday?
Mine.
Oh, you? Okay.
Yeah,
oh, you,
my birthday, and I took a friend from church or something like that. Yeah.
Fun. Not Linnell?
No.
Okay.
I don't remember taking – anyway. We'll
move on. Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
But I don't remember ever going to McDonald's as a kid.
Wow.
Ever. I can't – and we certainly didn't go to McDonald's on the way to school. I remember just about – every day I seem to recall my mom getting up and making breakfast, and then we went to school. Every once in a while, maybe once a month, or maybe it was – I don't know how often it was, but every once in a while my dad would take me to breakfast and then drive me to school. We'd go to Coco's. And that was a big deal. It was special to go to a restaurant.
Yeah, and I would say too, there's a little bit of difference of the morning McDonald's drive-by and the family event meal. That you know, all four of us, and I think in your case it's five, but four of us, we'd go out together, and it was kind of a big deal.
Right.
We're sitting down at Azteca, and we're having a nice Mexican restaurant meal. Sometimes, and I'd say a lot of occasions, people may be coming out of town, some of my dad's business partners, whoever, right?
Okay.
There was usually a driver to go out and be with friends in some capacity. But sometimes we went on our – but all that to say – I'm on the same camp with you. It was a special privilege.
Okay. So fast forward to now. What's your attitude as a parent? And you've got younger kids. You're definitely in the kids' meal phase. Yes? Would you say?
I mean, go to the restaurant and say,
yeah,
get the Happy Meal.
Yeah, well, but if
or,
even if
or
you're
yes,
like a sit-down restaurant.
Correct. We still crack open the kids' menu and
– kids' menu, chicken nuggets and –
mm-hmm.
Cheese pizza and quesadilla and stuff like that.
Exactly, some weird chicken, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What is your feeling towards going out now? Is this something that you say, okay, I want to get away from this, or
yeah,
we
are,
need
are,
to do
are
this?
Are you ready? Are you ready for awful parent moment? This is the whole crux of why we're bringing this topic up tonight. And
okay.
I think you might find a little bit fascinating.
Oh, did I peek into Dave's Pandora's box here?
I think people are going to be a little bit outraged by this one. But circumstances have put us in this
situation.
We need some
controversy on this podcast. We've just been far too passive and nice to each other. So
Kayleen, my six-year-old,
okay,
has basically come up to my wife and I and said, I no longer want to eat out. I am done with it. I don't want to eat out. We eat out way too much. I want to eat at home.
Wow.
And every time we say we're going to go eat out, she's like, I don't want to go. I just want to stay at home and eat.
Okay, so have you explored this with her?
Yeah. Yeah, we eat out a ton.
Okay.
And Kayleen's very social, but she's a homebody.
Okay.
And when she gets home, going out to eat as much as we do is a disruption in her free time. She's
Okay.
like, I would rather be home, hanging out with you guys, having somebody make me a meal. Right? Because that's typically how we're still in that phase. She doesn't make anything for us yet, although I know some of her peers actually help with dinner.
Okay.
Yeah, Kayleen does not view it as a privilege. She views it as not a punishment, but more or less, this is not something I want to do. Because I would say, and boy, oh boy, this is difficult to say, but I think we probably eat out on average twice a week.
Okay.
Like, and we're talking sit down, we're going to have a Red Robin burger, or we're going to go to a Mexican restaurant once a week. And okay, so I'll help myself out here a little bit. Once a week, my sister-in-law takes us out to dinner. It's called family dinner night.
Okay.
So no matter what, every Tuesday or Wednesday of every week, we're going to go eat out with Daylene, and we're not paying for it. But that does not include the times in which Jolie and I go, screw it. We're going to go to the Chelan Cafe. I'm giving all sorts of plugs, right?
This is great. We should get some sponsors here.
That's right. That's right. But like I said, it's gotten to the point where Kayleen's like, I can't take it anymore.
Okay. So you feel like that's a comfort with the environment thing as opposed to, say, a culinary perspective.
What's nice about restaurants now is that you can actually get a lot of good options, right? We're not just feeding this child full of, my actually,
Pasta,
yeah, we have actually really
carbs.
good eaters that will eat. Like we had this huge vegetable dish that we made at home tonight. They loved it. They just like good. My wife's a very, very good cook, so
Okay.
she just does wonders with all sorts of stuff. So they are really willing to go to a restaurant and eat cabbage, right? They'll do it.
Okay.
So it's not all just chicken and butter and bread and, no, it's a reversal. I think with any child, like even I was like, we never ate out enough because I love doing it, but it
Right.
was a thing that I didn't get. Kayleen gets it in spades and goes, I don't want that anymore. I'd rather eat at home.
Okay. Do you look at it as an equivalent family experience when you go out to dinner as a family versus sitting around your table?
So family dinner night is a real bonus because we actually do hang out with family.
Okay.
So everybody's getting together and we're hanging out as a family. When it's just Jolene, myself, Kayleen, and Maddie, it's because we're too tired at the end of the day and we have, I'm not gonna say we have, we don't have really the money to do it, but we have the money to do it.
Right.
Right? So we end up going, well, let's do it. I know that we'd be saving a ton of money if we didn't eat out as much as we do. And I do believe we lose some consistency there. And I think it's some of the consistency that Kayleen likes. Because when we do eat at home, we actually have a huge list of traditions and things that we do that they love
Okay.
around the
It's
dinner
more,
table.
it's a routine you can establish because you can control the environment.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. And there is a routine that they both girls just love.
Now, I mean, I and that's the one thing I do remember from my childhood growing up is sitting around the table. I remember that vividly.
Sure.
I remember a lot of the things that my mom made for dinner. I remember the fact that, and you know this, but my dad's a physician, and so he would come home all different hours sometimes. So our dinner time could range from 5:30 to 7:30. It was not
Sure.
Leave It to Beaver. And I didn't begrudge that in any way because that was just our life. Just be, okay, what time is Dad coming home? Well, he's coming home here. Okay, well then that's when we're having dinner. And if it's going to be really late, then you grab a snack and tide yourself over. That's just the way that it was. But I do remember sitting around the table, and I think that's something that we try to continue. Now, the hard part is, And this is where I can give you some previews of your future. You want previews of your future?
I don't know. I honestly don't know how this is all going to work out. Because we actually have a child that I never thought we'd have. In a situation that I never thought we'd ever be in.
In terms of her not wanting to go out?
In terms of her not wanting to go out because she's oversaturated with going out.
Okay.
Right? So that's...
But that could change down the road.
Yeah.
You know, you stay home for a while, and then all of a sudden she goes, you know, we should go out sometime.
Right. Yeah.
So I think it's pretty interesting, the phases that you do go through. We're out of the kid menu phase, pretty much.
Yep.
So, yeah, and I saw this with all three of my kids. We didn't eat out a ton, but we ate out semi-consistently as the kids were growing up. I would say right now we probably eat out maybe once a week. And sometimes it's like eating out in shifts. That's the other phase that you're going to get to down the road, is as your kids get older. Like, for example, my oldest daughter tonight was not home for dinner. She was tutoring a kid after school, and then she had a program for seniors that's going on in our church. So she went straight there, and so she didn't even come home for dinner. So I saw all of my kids sort of go through the kid menu fatigue at restaurants.
Sure.
Where they sort of look at it and they're kind of like, I'm sort of done with chicken nuggets. But I can remember, you know, there were a couple restaurants that we would go to, and we usually meet friends there. So you'd go to certain restaurants that were very, very friendly with the kids eat free on certain days, maybe Tuesday. So you'd go there, and we'd have three kids, and our friends would have four kids. So we're basically paying for two adults apiece, and all the kids are eating free, and they're having a lot of fun being with their peers.
Yep.
Now we're getting to the point now where five people going out to dinner is kind of a, you know, it's a fiscal hit.
Right. I know, I had a feeling this is where the preview was taking me.
That's part of it. That's part of the challenge. And again, there's also, too, for us, I think, an interesting dynamic in that because my daughter is going off to college, there is this sense that we are running out of opportunities to sit down and have family dinner. So.
At home?
At home.
Yeah.
Now, I think the interesting thing is that, like, as husband and wife, I think my wife and I see family dinner just a little bit differently. She would rather we were at home sitting around the table. I'm fine with us being together no matter where we are.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're at home or whether we're out to dinner, it doesn't really matter to me. Though there are certain things, like when we're at home, we'll do devotions after dinner. Whereas if we're out, we're probably not going to do that.
Right. No, that's the issue with eating out for sure, is that the traditions get thrown out.
Yeah. And that's the hard part. So I think that, you know, as I look at a lot of other families today, and I don't want to get off on a tangent with like youth sports. We talked about sports before and that sort of thing. But I think sports has had a huge impact on the ability of families to sit down and eat dinner.
Huh, right, because it's in the evening.
Because they have practice, they have games, and, you know, they're doing sort of the back end of what you talked about with McDonald's, is that, you know, they're running through fast food places, you know, at 8 o'clock at night after practice and running home and that sort of thing. So, there you go. So, do you think that you will try to maintain one or the other? I mean, do you see, you know, eating out as having a role in your family going forward? Are you going to let, in other words, are you going to let Kayleen sort of, because it's not a bad thing. If she says, hey, I don't want to eat out, I want to eat at home. I mean, that's, we would see that as a good thing.
Yep.
Are you going to let her sort of, you don't want to say dictate that, but are you going to sort of play off of her direction on that?
I think we already have in some ways. I think it was, for us, it was kind of a red letter moment, right? We're like, what? Our child has gotten to the point where she doesn't want to go out to eat. And when she does make that request, we actually kind of evaluate, gosh, how many times have we eaten out this week? And yeah, I think we should be at home. The big issue is that, and I think you get this, is that you and your wife both work, which requires that someone's got to come home and I'm guessing in your house, be in charge of dinner. You know, for us, it's either Jolene and I making dinner, and let's just be frank, I don't make dinner. Right? I make lunch. I make breakfast from time to time, but I don't. I've made maybe one or two dinners in this house. So for her, when she comes home after a full work day and then is put into a situation where she's got to make dinner, she's just tired, right? She's like, I just don't want to make dinner. So, but I also at the same time don't, so I'm, it's also a weird spot to be in because, and I think I know the solution, but you've got a wife that's like, I'm tired. I don't want to make any more meals. And I've got a daughter who's like, I don't want to go out anymore. Which then places the problem on my shoulders, right? Which is I should probably start working out how to start making more meals at home on my own for the family.
Right.
The biggest issue that I face there, be frank with you, every time I've done it, it's never up to par. Jillian is always like, what are you doing? You know, like, this lacks flavor, my friend. Yes, but it's hot, it's warm, it's on the table, right?
That's right. It's Yoda stew. It's good, it's hot.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a lot of different things equating into our situation that I don't know if I have a complete resolve for it. Other than as our kids get a little bit older, then they can start incorporating themselves more in the activities and sort of the chores that are involved in the evening, like, hey, we're all going to start making a meal together, or this is what we're going to do to rally around mom. But as it stands right now, it's hard to rally around mom when everybody's got to be rallying around the kids.
Right. Well, if I can give you advice, which I do not normally do.
Sure.
Get them involved in that cooking process early if you can, because, you know, my kids are responsible and they do have roles around the house and they have certain chores, but like they don't play any role in creating dinner. They they're doing other stuff. They're not just playing around. They're usually doing homework. And they'll come to the table when they're called and they'll do a little bit of cleaning up, but then they vanish.
Yeah.
My wife does the bulk of the cooking. I cook occasionally, but I wouldn't say that mine isn't up to par. Mine have nutritional shortcomings sometimes.
Sure.
My wife is a great cook, and she also does a wonderful job of putting balanced meals on the table. Whereas if I'm cooking
pancakes.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I know. Well, sometimes my kids, you know, they'll request that I cook dinner. Not that my wife isn't a good cook, but they know that, you know, I'll get out the waffle iron before my wife does.
That's right.
I'll go, hey, waffles and bacon. We're gonna have breakfast for dinner. And, yeah.
So, to kind of put a nice little bow on this episode, I think my desire is to have the majority of our meals at home. And the reason that is that there's tradition, there's security, and there's just a lot of nuance to being with family in your house, and you're safe and secure, and it's the end of the day. And, quite frankly, when you're around that table at night, you don't have any better conversations than you do at that time of day than anywhere else. And that typically doesn't happen in a restaurant for us. Mm. Right? We don't have those intimate conversations in a restaurant unless, of course, it's Joni and I on date night. But as a family, that just doesn't happen out.
And I'll just untie your nice bow and I'll just say I sort of fight with myself on this because a lot of times I could default to going out. And I find sometimes that we are more relaxed and probably have easier conversations sometimes at a restaurant, even though, to your point, you're going to lack in the intimacy. But I think we probably have more fun just because we don't have to deal with any of the preparation and the cleanup. We can just go and enjoy it.
That's because you're not eating out enough.
Well, maybe. But again, as I mentioned before, for us usually the barrier right now is financial.
Yeah.
Because, you know, with five people, and my son has had a habit lately, you know, he just zeroes in on the most expensive thing on the menu, and I have to sort of talk him down from that. So
yeah. Oh, why can't I have the filet mignon, Dad?
That's right.
It tastes so dang good.
Could you add bacon to that? So there
well,
you go.
yeah, can you follow us anywhere?
Can I follow you?
Yeah.
Oh, are you doing an awkward segue to our social media?
I am. And because I said, hey, can you follow me?
I thought maybe you're going to, you know, plug one more restaurant or something like that.
Oh, man, let's see here. We got Salty's, right? You've been to Salty's.
Oh, like 20 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. We got Luna Park. We got...
Okay, so if you come back down here to Southern California, I'll take you to the neighboring city of Bellflower, and we will go to Franck's.
Oh, sounds good.
They got great burgers. We'll go there. So, yes, you can follow me. I can follow you. We can follow everyone. Everyone can follow us. You can follow us on Twitter, Parent Mistakes. You can like our Facebook page, Parenting Mistakes. You can send us an email, parentingmistakes@hotmail.com. And if you got some extra bucks, because we're capitalists, in addition to being family people, you can make a contribution on Patreon. Did I miss anything?
I wanted to say thank you to your mom.
Oh, yeah. My mom's been listening and providing some feedback. So
which is excellent. We love it.
My mom's sending us emails, so you can too.
So our audience is now growing, which is
a
good
right.
thing.
We're getting emails.
As long as we stick with this, we're going to get more people.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you can listen to us on Podomatic and iTunes, and you can find all of our podcasts uploaded to YouTube.
The YouTubes. Yeah.
So there you go. You know what I think I'm going to do? I think I might go out to dinner tomorrow night.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm not.